B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
In the Bruins zone, it's one back of the net. Lauzon protects it near side, and the horn is going to sound. Lauzon took a chop from Garnet Hathaway. Those two guys are barking away. Remember, these two teams are going to meet again on Sunday at TD Garden. But this has gone final for Jeremy Swayman. Two starts, two wins. And for Brad Marchand, back-to-back games with a shorthanded game winner. Your final tonight in D.C. Bruins 4, Capitals 2.
Okay, so what now?
That's two.
Yeah, y'all told me it was
That's
only
two.
One
I told
game.
You. I said, rack.
Give me one game.
Rack them up. Give me a couple
Don't
of these, baby.
Don't overreact. Don't overreact, Beetle. It's only one game, Hardy. Where's he today?
Oh, the poise. Hopefully missing his connector.
Not here to answer. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, is he?
Swayman. All in on Swayman.
Looks good.
Sure does. Looks like he can play at this level. Right now. Bye-bye, Tuca. Bye-bye. It's been nice.
You're ready to bye-bye one of the best goalies in the league when he's right.
After two games.
After the amount of games he's played and the data that you have on Tuukka Rask.
It's not just Swayman, though. It's not just Swayman. It's that Swayman is a piece of that puzzle.
Yeah.
That Swayman gives you the confidence to move on from Rask. That you've got something in the pipeline. That even if Swayman is not ready to be your number one goalie for a full season next year, will be at some point.
Hear Marshawn after the game?
No.
Talk about this kid?
What did he say?
It's pretty damn good. The kid's a great kid. He doesn't get phased. We like having him around. And you get Wagner yesterday saying he's a little bit of an odd duck.
Yeah, he's a weirdo. I
mean, okay. So maybe that weirdo-ness in him helps prepare him for this, because you hear Cassidy talk about him and say he's just unfazed. He's the same guy in between periods, and it's pretty impressive. It's pretty impressive being around this kid. He's handling everything well.
Well, I mean, we heard he was a great goalie. Obviously, a shootout in practice, but you know, it's a whole different situation in a game at this level. And he's as advertised. He competes very hard. Phenomenal kid off the ice. Great to be around. He's a great goalie.
As advertised. So they were hearing about him. And they're like, wow, okay, he's the real deal. That's two games. You know, I'm ready to pull the plug on Tuukka. I've been ready to pull it on him a year ago. And I understand what you're saying. But, I mean, Tuukka's pretty damn good goalie when he's right. Just to be fair to him. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, here it is. He's the future. It is nice. It's a nice surprise. It really is. This kid wasn't on the map a month ago. We didn't know anything about him. He's pretty good. You know, I think the goalie coach is Kate Merrill's husband from Channel 4, one of the anchors. We got to get him on. Talk some goalie. Not that I would know what to ask him, but why does he see the puck better than other guys?
What's the first question?
How hard is it to be a goalie in the National Hockey League?
All right. So seriously, though.
Yeah. I was having fun there. That's all.
This should give everybody some confidence that it's two games and the sample's better now. And that he looks like he belongs.
Yeah, and who he played against last night.
And this should,
yeah,
mark the end of Tuukka. This is the end, T-Bone.
It feels good about the transfer if the transfer is real, meaning Tuukka's head might not be in it. Physically, he may be breaking down. And now he sort of reassesses things as, hey, this time after they got eliminated from the bubble and they were done, you know, you're sitting there, okay, Tuukka wants to play, wants that next contract. The mindset 6 months ago is much different than maybe his mindset today. And seeing what you potentially could have helps sort of ease that transition. This is the anti-Patriot Brady thing. You know, you're ready to, sorry, McCone, to bring it up, but what was your plan post-Tom Brady? Oh, you didn't have one. And you still don't right now. Maybe you will in 3 weeks, hopefully. But at some point you need to address that. And maybe the Bruins are sort of addressing that here. Put him back out there. Let's get another look at him. Keep going.
Vladar, Swayman. That's the way to go.
That's your combo right now.
Yep, that's the way to go.
That's it.
Next season, that's what you should have. Go with the two kids. Two kids at goalie.
Save money in the back end and you spend it on some defensemen.
Absolutely. Yes. You that's free up all the money
T-Bone's
and you spend
crew
it.
Point. You know, could have signed a guy like Krug, right, T-Bone?
A year too late.
A year too late. That's the new T-shirt.
So you're saying they should have done this past off season?
That's what I wanted.
And who was taking Tuukka?
Anybody?
See, I don't know if that's true.
Well, I know that. Well,
I would have traded him for anything.
How do you know that?
Do you think they tried?
I don't know anybody wants him.
Do you think they tried?
After the way he left last year and the questions that surrounded that,
that's definitely true.
Put the qualifier on it. Family emergency. Okay. Family emergency.
Yeah.
I don't know that anybody else wanted him.
I'm just saying me.
You personally would have tried to move him. Maybe they did. They may have tried to move him.
God, that's the ugliest picture of you.
I love it. T-Blades.
You look like an alien. You know it's not me, right?
You look like E.T. That's you.
That's you. 34 years old and dealing with an injury, a back injury.
It's like Edelman. 34.
I'm going to keep saying this over and over again. Do you think that gets better from here or worse?
Like I'm saying, and I didn't follow it up yesterday with like that Romo point. What if like he's got one of those fractures like in his lower back or something like Romo had, and that was the beginning of the end for Romo. That's like stuff like you can't play with and you're worried about your future and your ability to walk and run again and all that.
I don't want to be normal. I don't want anyone to be hurt. I don't want Halak to be dealing with COVID protocol. I don't want Rask to be dealing with a back injury.
Nope.
But those injuries and time off have given the Bruins an opportunity to see what they have in the pipeline.
Imagine if this kid gets hot in the playoffs. Like, you know, talk about people going nuts around here.
How do you not keep playing him at this point?
You keep playing him right now. Tuukka's not coming back anytime soon. I'd go with the kid.
I'd go
Is
with
it really
going
to hurt Halak if you don't? Or Vladar? Vader? Darth Vader?
Well, no, he's a part of it, too. But
I know he's a part of it, but...
Swayman is the impressive guy.
You got to do what's right for the team.
Swayman is the guy.
Right now, what's right for the team is continue to play the kid with the hot hand until the hand's not hot anymore. And then you're not going to crush the kid if you pull the kid. You're really not. He's a rookie. He's still wide-eyed, even though he's internalizing everything, and it seems great. You know, but you got a great opportunity here. You really do. The kid's going out there, and he's seeing pucks well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like this is fluky and stuff's bouncing off his chest. Like, the visualization of it and him seeing it through people is what's impressive.
Bob McKenzie reported about a month ago now, a little more than a month ago, that the Bruins were open to re-signing both Halak and Rask. Do we think that now, 4 or 5 weeks later, that they have changed their mind?
That was pre-injury, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you reevaluate things. Absolutely. 100%. I mean, they could be getting signals from Rask that, you know, this is it. We need to start looking here. We need to start figuring things out.
Well, it makes you wonder where that report started with the people inside the Bruins thinking he may retire. They tried to extend him and there wasn't a lot of willingness to talk about it.
And again, going back to him, watching him get off the ice those two times, it looks painful. It looks like an old man trying to get off the ice. Like, oh God, I can't even. Don't turn your head to the right. It hurts so bad.
This should prod them to move on. Move on and free up the money.
I said it right away. Everybody's like, is this upper body or lower body? I said, that looks like a back injury to me. It's like, you know when like you throw your back out and you're like gingerly like, oh God, I can't move. That's how he got off the ice.
This is how you can start to transition to being a younger team.
They sort of walked into this one. Yeah.
Yeah, they got lucky.
They got lucky.
They had an opportunity to play the kid at the big boy level, and it turns out he can really play. And I'm sure they felt this way. That's why he was in their system to begin with. Run with it. Continue to play him regularly and run with this and make him your goalie next year. It's a gift. It's a gift.
It's a gift on a Friday.
It is.
Yeah. You know, on a finish strong Friday.
Thoughts on the Bruins from last night. We will get into the Red Sox. Milligan's here. Milligan's Island is here. He's back there.
We got something for you later.
Peacocking back there after the Red Sox had a good week.
Get ready.
Look at him.
Get ready.
Took the whole week off until today.
He waited
until they won some games before he came
back.
You do know when you, and I got burned on this stuff too in the past, and I learned with my Twitter fingers. You put something out there, it kind of sticks. So now you're starting to capital letter everything, looking for clowns 5 games in.
Listen.
Yeah.
If you're talking garbage, I got to call you out.
It's a long season, like you told me. Long season.
You are right about that.
Yeah. There could be a dip coming soon. You never know. But maybe not. And maybe if this team gets really, really hot, we might do something with our intern.
Tyler, the baseball intern here. Yep. Your call's coming up. It's Finish Strong Friday. We got McCone over there. Hey, McCone.
You plugged in? You good?
Hey.
Ready to go? Yeah.
Great to see you. All right. We'll keep this show going.
He blends well.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We got the Red Sox coming up. Your Bruins calls, all of it.
Thanks for chiming in, McCone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Drives you crazy.
Zolak and Bertrand get into it.
Everybody's in on it.
In the middle of the day.
I feel like I've been ranting about this for 10 years.
And now. You can get Zolak and Bertrand on the radio.com app.
Use Galvis, a 1-2.
Yes.
Swing and a miss. Struck him out. He just motored through the ninth, and the Red Sox win again. And that is four straight, and they knock off the Orioles here in game one. Billboard Top 100 from this week, 1986. That's for you, Fowler.
Wow. You were 85. You were 85. Fowler was 86.
He was born a year and a day later.
Oh, man. 86 got some booming stuff.
Oh. It's the 80s, man.
Oh, man. You remember the song, McCone?
I've never heard this in my life.
Are you serious?
Why don't you go to hell?
It's a one-hit wonder right here.
So
this morning, T-Bone was running through the list with me on the phone, and he would name the song, and then I would sing the song to see if I knew it.
That's awesome.
I did pretty well.
I love that game.
Maybe
don't play
well.
That game with me.
Oh, my God.
So we come in. You came in this morning. You bring your truck in, and I'm outside with Jim Lau.
Yeah.
Showing him the Pride Tahoe.
Of course you are.
The Pride difference is nice. And there's this car. There's this Ford in the back of the parking lot. And all you hear is, someone's in there cranking music. Jim's like, what the hell's going on? Who is this? Then McCone gets out. All this smoke comes out of the car. Like, what the hell were you listening to sitting there?
What are you bumping in there?
Were you getting fired up like Dwight Schrute?
Yeah,
like
a little Luke Combs. I don't know. I was getting in the mood for the show.
Like smoking weed?
I was not smoking.
I thought you were going to say, like, oh, you had the Wu-Tang on.
You vaped. You were listening to 96.9 vaping. I know you were.
He was bumping DMX and saying prayers for him.
Yeah, exactly, my guy.
You know? Are we getting updates on him?
No, he's just not doing well.
Yeah, not a good
what's
scene.
He sick
there were
from?
False reports that he had passed away last night, but he's not doing well.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's too bad. Red Sox get a win yesterday, and what's Milligan's Island doing over there?
What's your problem now?
What are your tweets? All caps?
Listen, I got chirped like crazy those first three games.
Who'd you get chirped by?
Well, when you guys interact with my tweets, I'm not going to act like I have the clout on my own. I don't. But when you guys interact,
I've tried to elevate his status.
That's good.
I appreciate it.
How many followers are you up to now?
I'm almost at 1,500.
Wow, that's good.
I'm going to get him up to two grand by the end of the
show. Tell everyone your handle again so they can find you.
It's at Tyler Milliken, M-I-L-L-I-K-E-N, underscore.
Very good. Oh, an underscore at the end.
Well, I'll retweet.
Because the other Tyler Milliken got got it without the underscore. I would say if you enjoy following, I would say he's very much like Carrabba's.
He's a mini Carrabba's.
Yeah.
In physically, he's got a little freakish thing going on with this hair.
What do you mean?
We'll find out later in the show. We're going to incorporate his hair into this hot Red Sox turnaround.
Okay.
He's like Carrabas and Heim Bloom in one.
I like that.
A little more.
How many more tweets can you thank Heim Bloom in? Thank you, Heim Bloom.
Once people start giving respect, I'll stop.
You think Heim Bloom's ever going to get respect?
Eventually. It'll be by the end of this year people will start change their tone.
I doubted. We have not given any respect to a GM.
Too robotish.
Since Theo, and Theo had a long road to get there, too.
Yeah.
He's cut from the same cloth.
Yeah.
I don't think he is.
I don't think he is either.
I don't believe he is.
I don't think he's nearly like Theo.
He comes from the same exact analytical background.
I would say he's more like Ben Cherington.
That same analytical background that Theo has now started to push back on.
Yes. And is Theo also one of the reasons he got ran out of here, spending money on Carl Crawford like he did?
Well, that guy was a damn good player when he was down there. Five-tool player.
Anybody could have told
Superstar.
You he didn't want to be here.
Mega
anybody
star.
Could have told
Tyler,
you.
Anybody?
Tyler, you ever read Feeding the Monster?
I have not.
You should read that.
I'll old read.
That's a serious book recommendation. Seth Mnookin's Feeding the Monster. It was written 15 years ago. And you'll get a better understanding of Theo.
How old was Tyler when Carl Crawford was here? How old were you? What are you, 7?
Ooh, I was 14.
Oh, 14, Jesus
Christ. Yeah, 14.
Didn't even driving yet. God. Holy crap. Didn't even have a drive. That was like
Or no,
yesterday.
13. I was in 8th grade.
It just happened. Unbelievable. He's probably playing with his socks under his covers at that point, you know?
Oh, my. Oh, my, oh, my. Okay, well, I would say a couple of very promising things happened yesterday. And we're going to get to your Bruins calls, too, so don't go anywhere. I thought Eduardo Rodriguez was promising yesterday, coming back after not pitching for a year. Hadn't pitched at all, right?
Yep. Vasquez getting hot.
Vasquez is getting hot.
He's starting to get hot. Like, how many hits do you have yesterday?
Can you give me the Vasquez over the last 162? Milliken, I know you've got that somewhere.
Let him take it out of his left back
pocket.
Pull
that up. This is great. This is why we love Milliken.
Yeah.
Because he'll have those numbers for us in no time.
Yeah.
The last full season of baseball for Vasquez. The other thing is, Garrett Whitlock, credit to Tony Mazz for being the first guy to really spend any serious time talking about Garrett Whitlock. This guy's legit. This guy can pitch.
When did he have the surgery, Tommy John?
When was it?
2 years ago?
How long ago?
Yeah, so...
It's 2.5 years.
About a year and a half, yeah, right in that range.
You seen this guy? No, you haven't.
I have not.
Have you seen this guy?
I have not.
Have
I did
you
not
seen
watch.
Whitlock?
I was out yesterday. We had football. We were out yesterday all day.
Thank you, Heim Bloom.
That's a find. Garrett Whitlock is the real deal, man.
Thank you, Heim Bloom.
Thank you, Heim Bloom. I have to thank Heim Bloom for that. Fine. Thank you, Heim Bloom. Whatever.
Resurrected.
Find more of those guys. Yeah. Find more of that guy. Two innings yesterday, and it was quite efficient. Holy crap. And he moves. He gets the ball. I'm loving this with some of these younger pitchers. They get the ball back. They pitch. He doesn't waste time. He gets the ball back. He pitches. He attacks hitters.
He's not stamped.
He throws. he can throw 3 pitches in under a minute. It's unbelievable. He moves. And his pitches have movement. Holy smokes. This guy. This is now the fun of the bullpen.
Yeah.
This is it. I'm waiting for Whitlock appearances every day now. This is good. This is a good sign. There's positive things to watch for and enjoy with this Red Sox team. I have a level of enjoyment with this Red Sox team through 7 games that did not exist at any point last year. That's how I feel so far about the Red Sox.
That's great.
Okay.
You guys want these Vasquez stats?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Last 162 for him?
Yep. 283 batting average, 810 OPS, 27 home runs, 85 ribbies, 8 stolen bases, 60 extra base hits.
I like the elevated ribbies.
That's a great catcher.
That's an awesome catcher.
Keep in mind, MLB Network didn't have him in their top 10 catchers heading into the season.
What was fair?
I love it. You are becoming like sensitive Patriot fan, railing against the media. When it came to slights of Red Sox, there we go.
Where's the clowns now?
Oh, that is wonderful. I love that.
What was Veritek's average in his prime? His best batting average?
It was what? High 280s?
Yeah,
right,
so
around
I thought it was around
2004,
there.
Yeah, 2005.
And I'll tell you
switch
what,
hitter, though.
When you can get offense from the catching position, it is a huge value add for your team. It is. It's a very, very big help to building a lineup when you can get offense from that position. So that's. Those are great numbers. 27 home runs. I mean, everybody hits home runs now, but still. 810 OPS. Love all of that.
I'm shocked he put RBIs in there because the baseball nerds sort of downplay the RBIs now.
All right, let's get your call. 617-779-0985. Mike in Fort Lauderdale on the Bruins. And
Mikey.
Swayman. Mike.
How are you? Good morning.
What's
good,
up?
Good seeing you.
I want to start off. First of all, Tuca, I believe he's milking the injury. I believe he has no intention to ever play again for the Boston Bruins. That he's actually happy about these kids because now there's no pressure on him to come back and have to try and actually play a meaningful game. This is no surprise to anyone who follows hockey. As far as these kids go, you know that the Bruins drafted Swayman. You know what he did in Maine. He's the real deal. I'm a goalie myself my whole life. This kid is the real deal. And unlike what the Flyers do to Hart, he's not going to get burned out like the moron Felder says because the Bruins aren't going to overplay him. They got another kid they can bounce off. I would trade Halak in the trade deadline and just go with these kids. There are teams that want veteran goalies. Halak's not going to get you a cup anyway.
You got to get him back first, though. You got to get him back. Okay? I think you got to get Halak back before you can trade him, though, right?
Right, but he should clear before Monday.
Okay.
From COVID.
All right. I hope so.
I hope so.
You never know.
And we have to give a thumbs up to Mr. Miller, Kevin Miller. This guy goes through four knee surgeries. He plays like he's Rocky Balboa. He's the whole police guy on the ice. Just a phenomenal guy. No McAvoy, and he runs the whole show. Thumbs up, Miller.
Yeah, he's just got to stay on the ice. That's all.
Thumbs up, Miller.
He's just got to stay healthy. Trade a lock. I love it, T-Bone. Wow, Bruins fans are getting ballsy now.
See, that's the thing, too. And that's the one factor you worry about, Tuca. Like, does he care? Does he phased by this? Does he hear this? Is he worried?
Do you think Halak has any value at the deadline? Does he have value? Does anyone want him? Is the return worth doing the deal is really my question.
Probably not.
That's my question. Yeah. Mark in Medford, your thoughts on the Bruins goalie situation.
What's up, guys? Listen, I agree with that last caller. Let's see. First of all, I don't even think Rask is going to be back because I think he's going to retire. That is my opinion. He's looking very fragile this year. Yeah, he's been great, but he's been out of the lineup a couple of times, and I don't trust him right now going into the playoffs. And this kid, Swayman, has got bigger balls than the size of Texas right now. The way this kid comes out of the net and cuts down the angles, there's no net to shoot at. And I think next year, I think he'd be the number one, and Vladar will be number two. And I say good riddance, not good riddance, but farewell to Halak and Rask.
And all the money you save would be terrific to spend on other players, to spend in free agency, rebuild your defensive core. I mean, there's money to be spent once you free that up. You got to say balls the size of Alaska. He's from Alaska. Josh in Sutton. Hey, Josh.
It's John from Sutton.
I'm sorry, John.
I really don't feel, no problem. I don't feel that Swayman's, the size of his balls have changed, actually, but Tuca said when he came out of the bubble, he wasn't playing for anybody else. He's completely untradeable. He's going off into the sunset. He doesn't like to be bothered. Like, he's not moving. He said he's got enough money.
And he should. Being, he should.
He's not playing anywhere else. He said that. The first time he left the bubble, he said
it. I know he said that.
He screwed the Bruins. Yeah, but
I know.
You can't.
I know he said that. But again, Your perception and your mindset change. 6 months is 6 months.
Who said Tuca has any trade value right now? I think he got confused. We were talking about last offseason. Was there any trade value after the bubble before this season began? No one. I think he heard what T-Bone was talking about and thought he was talking about current day. He doesn't have any trade value right now. He's hurt. He's not playing. The deadline's coming up this week. No, there's no trade going forward. This was about
last. I said
last
it back then, too. I would have traded him.
Yeah, no, you said it in the offseason. We were wondering, and I was asking, did he have any value last offseason? That was the question. 617-779-0985. The Bruins were not the only hockey game on last night.
That's what I heard. I think T-Blades, looks like that little T-Blades puppet that the Bruins had there. I think he looks more like the UMass Minuteman.
T-Bone
you,
does.
You tweeted that gif out where he's like, going back. I laughed at that. I sit there and watch it.
Just mean-spirited.
Like, it's T-Bone.
It's not even funny.
He can't turn his neck.
T-Bone does look like Sam the Minuteman a little bit, doesn't he?
He looks like Sam the Minuteman.
If you stayed up late to watch UMass, we're going to add that to the mix coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
Bob and Easton, Bob.
In the middle of the day.
You know why I love this show?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Because I have ADD. 38 seconds from talking about Greer and Shanahan to Zolak TikTok.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Up in overtime. Trevino trying to spin away from rail. Trevino, wrap around in front, score! Is over. UMass to the title game for the second tournament in a row.
You don't have to be beautiful. That was a hell of a win last night for UMass. So
that was a big boy win.
Hell right of there. A win. Because based on the first 60 minutes of hockey,
yep,
they had no business winning that game. They didn't. And based on the overtime, they deserved every bit of that win. Holy smokes, what a game.
What changed?
I think the
realization that we got a shot?
I think they warmed down. I think some of those big boys from Minnesota Duluth couldn't keep up.
They have some big kids too.
And UMass came out ready to go, and they were super aggressive in the overtime. And they were taking some risk as part of that, but
what I think game winner,
also
though.
Minnesota Duluth had been worn down. And UMass got some chances in the third period, and then Minnesota Duluth went on a power play late, and I said, oh, no, they're going to lose here. And they didn't, because then there was another penalty called, and UMass ended up with a very brief power play early in OT. But, oh, my God, did they absolutely, to borrow a phrase from Matt McCarthy last night, who was also watching, oh, my, did UMass abuse Minnesota Duluth in that overtime.
The goalie.
They beat the bag out of them. Which goalie are we talking about?
No, the Minnesota's. I mean, the game winner was not a fluke.
Oh, he played a hell of a game.
What a dish. What a dish, though.
That kid kept them in it. He made a bunch of saves.
Got him out of net, though, real quick on that backside.
So cool under pressure in a lot of those chances that UMass had in the overtime. I think on the broadcast, it may have been Barry Melrose. I'm not sure. Man. They had a bunch of guys, four different guys on the broadcast.
So I like
someone it. Said the body language.
Yeah.
In overtime for Steskal is his name, was unbelievable. Like, just didn't react to anything and was making saves left and right. And UMass had all kinds of chances. And I wouldn't put it on him. That kid played well.
Duluth was stunned. After they were just floored, stunned by it. No reaction, vacant. You know, I rented an RV before, and I saw your tweets. Yeah. Road trip. I think you and I snack up that RV, gas it up, get some good tunes, and let's get those kids out to Pittsburgh.
You want
to
drive them?
I think we drive them and get them fired up. I could give a pep talk on the way.
You want to do the RV? You want to rent the RV again?
That thing's badass. It kind of shakes up through the mountains. You can get there. We'll take my truck.
That's going to slow us down.
I'll take my new truck.
The RV will slow us down.
I don't want that hockey equipment smelling up my truck, though. Why don't we tie it to the roof? Put it in one of those ski things.
Man, I'd love to go.
Oh,
I'd love to go right now.
Stay right there at the Marriott. Bang, bang. Walk across the street. We go to Permanis, get a sandwich.
I went 2 years ago to Buffalo. I can't make this one.
Oh.
Can't make this one work.
Here we go. I think we'd love this like an hour and a half into it, and then shoot, nine and a half more hours left.
And the good news is, as Zoe's talking about, Carson Gusevich is going to be back, and Philip Lindbergh is going to be back.
That's huge.
They're on their way to Pittsburgh today.
You believe now.
For tomorrow night's championship game.
You believe now. Like, you now believe. Like, wow.
So I was waiting in overtime as UMass was kicking the crap out of them. I'm like, oh, here, there's at some point. And all those opportunities and all those scoring chances and all the blocked shots. Oh, my God, those guys pack it in last night. They had a million blocked shots in this game. Minnesota, that is. Minnesota Duluth.
Yeah.
That I was just fully expecting the fluke goal for UMass to lose on. for them to kick ass in overtime and then lose on a stupid fluky goal.
Yeah, I don't blame
I thought that was going to happen. There was at one point in overtime where there was a save made and the puck was loose, and Matt Murray, the UMass goalie, didn't know where the puck was, and it was to his right. And I thought, oh, no, like I had a heart attack. I'm like, oh, God. He doesn't know where we're going to lose on a stupid fluky play, aren't we? And we didn't. That would have been the UMass way to lose after not playing or struggling at times in regulation, playing great in the overtime, and just, I mean, those guys battled last night. They outlasted Minnesota Duluth. That is what they did. I think that goes to maybe what Greg Carville, their head coach, has sort of said about this team. What did I tell you yesterday? What did I tell you about them when Paulie called? Paulie and Denham say, I got no shot. I said, I don't think anyone said they're the most talented team. No one's made that claim. They will win. Who was it that said we're going to grind them bitches down? Who was that? The coach
Tristan Thompson, right?
No. In hockey. Who was the NHL coach?
Grind them bitches down.
Who was that?
I don't know.
I forget.
I want to know now.
I forget which coach said that.
Was it McCone? You're the bitches. That?
Who's the guy in Pittsburgh? Maybe it was was in Philly. Laviolette? Was it? No.
Bilesma.
That's who it was. That's who said it. Let's go out there and grind them bitches down. That's what he said. That's what UMass did last night. Grinded them down. Outlasted them. Oh, my God. What an overtime. That overtime was exhilarating. McCone, you make it to overtime last night?
I didn't. I was watching the basketball transfer portal.
What were you watching?
Of course you were.
You weirdo.
Of course you were. How many players are in the portal?
How many people are transferring from UConn?
Yeah. I'm on the message boards grinding it out.
How many are leaving UConn?
Hoping Trey Mitchell decides to come to UConn.
Nope. I'm going to kill myself if that happens, so please don't have that happen. David is in Boca. David.
Hey, guys. I was at UMass from 15 to 19, and I don't think I've ever seen a better 15-minute stretch than that in overtime. I don't know if you felt this, Beetle, but that first three periods felt exactly like the game 2 years ago, and I just couldn't believe that what happened in overtime.
I actually think 2 years ago was worse in regulation than last night was. I felt last night they at least they could skate with them. I felt like 2 years ago they couldn't even skate with them.
Yeah, probably. I think they were a bigger team 2 years ago, Duluth.
Exciting. Yeah. Justin's in Providence, I believe. Justin, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
I just want to get your overall take on the program as a whole. Past couple years, championship game, Hobie Baker Award, and Cale Makar, Hockey East Championship this year. It just seems like they've taken just a huge step forward with respect to the program. So I think this is just the beginning of a UMass program blossoming here.
Which means you shouldn't want to go to BU or BC or Northeastern anymore.
That's right.
You should want to go to UMass. If you're a hockey player in this state and you're one of the best hockey players here,
UMass.
And you're going to go play college hockey.
State University.
Don't go to BU anymore.
Go to juniors.
shut your filthy mouth,
Yvonne. Juniors.
Okay. So if you're one of these kids from Scituate or Cohasset or one of these towns or all these hockey player towns.
Yeah. Are you long-haired freaks?
Okay.
Yep.
Go to UMass. That's my advice. Don't go to those other schools. Don't go to those hockey's blue bloods. Get out of here with that.
There's a new sheriff in town.
You want to go to Boston College? Please. Please.
Hey, get good seats for the football game.
Josh and Sutton on the Bruins. Hey, Josh.
Hello.
All right. Josh, not there. Call us back, Josh. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. 617-779-0985. McCone's back on Twitter, it appears. You back on Twitter?
I am. So excited.
All right. Tell us more about that. But also, more importantly, we're giving away another $100 gift card to Boom Boom Games.
Boom.
We'll do it next.
Boom.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Scott Zolak.
Listen to this.
Has the best analysis. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
think this is a good one, Fowler?
He didn't pick them. We just went with the list. Oh. T-Bone's picking them off the list. What, the Cougar,
number
dude?
Four.
Are you kidding me? You don't like this guy?
It's all right. Cherry Bomb.
Yeah.
You like Cherry Bomb McComb?
This is better than Bruce Springsteen. I'll say that.
Wow. You just pissed a lot of people off.
Who cares?
Not a Springsteen guy. No.
That's for sure. Right now, we'll make you happy. Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a $100 gift card for Boom Boom Games in Billerica. We're going into WrestleMania this weekend, and yeah. Boom Boom Games is now the official sponsor of Jay Stu and Sarge's wrestling podcast on 98.5thesportshub.com. That, of course, is Inside the Ropes.
Yeah, and Jay Stu and Sarge will be live 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Sunday night for WrestleMania for all the live updates and everything.
So on the Sports Hub.
Yep. Yes.
We're doing a WrestleMania postgame show.
F yes.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. I can't wait.
WrestleMania postgame show. Here on the Sports Hub, Sunday night, 11 o'clock.
And no charge on the Sarge.
No charge on the Sarge. That is cool.
Hey, the wrestling section. Jamelli went there. Nick Jamelli was up at Boom Boom.
I saw that, Jamelli.
What's
he doing
there?
Jamelli!
Wake up. Hey!
Jamelli!
Yo.
Jesus Christmas. Look at these two.
Jamelli's buried in whatever it is he's doing.
What were you doing?
He was just checking it out.
Just tell him to tell us what he was doing up at Boom Boom Games.
Just checking it out.
That's it. Just checking it out.
I live up in by Tewksbury.
Oh, thanks. Oh,
that's a real great endorsement there. Really, that's.
I don't give an F where you live.
I went there.
I don't give an F where he lives. I just wanted to know about Boom Boom Games.
What'd you get?
I live up there. He didn't get anything.
Oh my god!
Tell him get out of the room.
What a jackass.
Just passing by.
Get to Boom Boom Games.
I drove
of course.
Past it.
Boom Boom Games, Bill Rick.
I just took a picture outside.
Their wrestling section is stocked. They've got all the great wrestling items you're looking for.
Freaking morning.
And retro video games, 80s and 90s nostalgia. We're doing a little 80s nostalgia around here today.
Nice.
As we did yesterday. Boom Boom Games. Our thanks to them for those giveaways all week long.
I thought he was doing like drunken Boom Boom recaps. Like people hit the liquor store across the street, go over, and he's there. Hi, do you mind if I use this for the radio for the morning show? Where are you on? 98.5 The Sports Hub. We have the morning zoo.
McCone, how'd you get back on Twitter? Was it that link I sent you?
Yeah, you hooked me up. That was huge.
I was not getting in
if it wasn't for that link.
I can't take credit for that. I think it was Kwani from NBC Sports Boston or NBC NBC Boston now. I think she does news side stuff. And she does a great web series on the website. She sent the link out on Twitter, trying to get someone to alert you if you were trying to get back in.
Yeah, that was huge.
So I forward that along to you.
2 weeks dark. Couldn't get in.
Two weeks?
Blame T-Bone for that. Yeah.
2 weeks. What happened?
What did I do?
You gave your password away?
No, so he had me on. I was on for the trade deadline. Evan Fournier gets traded. And like 90 seconds after the trade, I get a DM. T-Bone's all over me saying, you got to stay updated with all this stuff. And so I thought the DM, someone I knew sent a DM, and I thought it was a link to something about Fournier.
Thought it was sex.
And as soon as...
he thought it was a man.
It gets lonely back here. It gets lonely back here. And so as soon as I clicked on the link, it changed the email, changed my password, then changed the email, and then completely locked me out so you can't get back in.
I tried to click on that same link, and remember Kern, that they were sending it to me from Kern's contact.
Yeah, I think I took down Kern and Raul Martinez over at NBC. I think that was on me.
Kern's like, don't click on it. Don't click on it. Change your password right away. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
They said, hey, sexy video. Click on it.
Thank you. What are you going to do?
You said that to Zoe. Zoe's like, okay, all right, what do we got here?
Red button, push it. Got a red button, you push it. That's what you do with buttons.
Especially if Portnoy sends something over. Zoe's like, oh, I'm going to watch this.
I forgot to text him yesterday.
You forgot to text him?
Yeah, I got to text him today.
Sure, he'll get right back to you.
He will. Of course he will. We should have him on next week. No, because he'll be like, where were you? Where you been? I don't want to be like time-shamed. You know, because we're old and out of it.
Time shame?
Yeah, like, Zolak, what are you calling me? Like, this is like 8 months old. What do you?
So you're worried about texting or calling him because he's going to say this is old news.
Yeah, I didn't get the like million or bazillion beer thing that they're doing.
He's
like, what's wrong with you? He was like screenshotted my DM to him and he publicized it.
Hmm.
He shamed me.
Let's get to a few more of your calls. Kevin is in Worcester today. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Hey, Beto, and as a UMass grad, and Zoe, I think you have a child who went to UMass. Congratulations.
Still there.
My brother-in-law is here. I have two questions for Zoe. I'll hang up. But my other point is, that's what we should do, is keep the talent at UMass. This is our state university.
That's right.
It's not URI. It's not UVM. This is UMass. I'm so happy for the UMass program. I hope this starts a renaissance in sports and helps the football team. Zoe, my question, why do people in Pittsburgh have cookie tables at weddings, okay? And secondly, what happened against Milford last weekend in football?
Okay.
I'll hang on.
Thank
Zoe,
you.
UMass.
Okay. All right, okay. Kevin, thank you.
So I'll answer the first question. Why do Pittsburghers have cookie tables? Sort of the confected cookies, and it's a nice little cookie thing. It's sort of a tradition.
Confection.
Confected cookies. The term hunky is the term of it's a blended mutt of a Pittsburgher. It's part Czechoslovakian, Italian, Polish. There's a lot of Polish heritage there. Like, we grow up on stuffed galumpkies, pierogies, halupki, buttered noodles with cabbage, onions, and Iron City beer and confection cookies.
You could tell this gentleman, he can go to Wikipedia because it has an entry on Wikipedia, the Pittsburgh cookie table.
Yeah.
It's under cookie table.
There you go.
Want me to read it to you?
Sure.
It says, a cookie table is a wedding tradition where, in addition to a wedding cake, a large table with different cookies is presented to guests at the reception. Cookies are generally prepared by a family and family members in advance of the reception. It is typically a tradition in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Youngstown, Ohio.
Yep, and to also off this, you normally, at a big wedding, have a polka band. Like, my sister had a live band, mm-hmm. but we had to pay them extra to learn certain polka songs because you do this thing called the bridal dance. And usually the father stands up there with this massive tray of shots, whiskey. And you come up, dad does one, the guy who wants to dance with the bride gives a donation. You know, there's a bag of money, a sack of money. Mm. He takes a shot. And usually dad ends up getting hammered. Halfway
That's fun.
Through. Yeah.
And, weddings are fun,
Zoe. They play this same polka song. It's a bridal dance polka song. And next thing you know, everybody, that's when the wedding takes off.
It says cookie tables are included primarily in Italian, Polish, or Catholic wedding receptions.
Bang. You know my Pittsburgh heritage.
Other groups that also have cookie tables or cookie platters are Greek, Slovaks, Serbian Orthodox.
The mutts. Yeah, we're all blended.
Austrian, Hungarian. And Scandinavians.
That's as good, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the Milford KP game, I heard it was... Here we go. Dun, 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 that's the wedding song. All the Polacks, come on, call it.
Matt is in Irving. Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here. I just wanted to mention to you guys how appreciative I am that you complimented UMass Dining. I work for UMass Dining.
Yes.
I'm a big fan.
I want to salute you, sir, because one of the joys of me paying my daughter's bill to go there is when I come upon campus, hey, Dad, you want to go eat at the pizza shop or... Nice little Amherst on Main Street. They got these nice little pubs and
so says,
cafes.
Nope.
Get my ass to the dining hall.
We try to treat you like you're special. That's what we do every single time that you come on campus.
I had lobster and ribeye there, sir.
I want to treat. Yeah. That's our goal. Is we want to treat people like you.
Yep.
Like you are special.
I feel special when I go there, and I don't mind spending money. Like, when I go to the dining hall at UMass, I take joy in the fact that I have to pay for her to go to school there. And it is awesome.
Yeah.
And all families are included in the price.
Yep.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
You guys
That's
are
exactly the goal that we're going for.
I want to ask you this. You know those big vats that hold the milk? You know, you pull up that.
All about them.
How do you get the milk so cold? Big glass of cold chocolate.
Oh. The milk is very controlled.
Let me ask you, Matt, are they still yelling at kids for when they bring in their own milk jug and they fill them up on one of those machines?
Take it home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's frowned upon, but you let the kids slide.
We used to do it all the time.
Yeah. I would take in, oh my God, training table.
You know, like the small, not the half gallon milk jug, but the one just below that.
Yeah.
I would take that one.
The mini one. It's a quart. Not a quart, but it's a tall pint, I think.
I don't know exactly what the size is on that. It's probably,
you know, a quart. A quart.
Yeah.
A quart is two pints. It's a pint jug.
Okay.
Yeah. Four pints in a gallon, right? One, two, three. Or eight. I don't know. Headlines, McCone, dumbass.
Headlines from McCone here. We're back.
We're trying to treat you like you're special.
90 seconds. We're right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.